Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says it's not fair for some schools to have more time than others to prepare for this spring's state exams.
While Miami-Dade was out of school for 10 days, just like Broward, Monroe was out of school for a longer period of time. Collier County and Lee counties, because they were disproportionately impacted. So there's an issue of equity in terms of school days prior to the state mandated assessment window that needs to be looked at.
The superintendent asked state education officials to push back testing by 1 week to late April and May. Testing is already later this year because of a new state law.
Obviously, if you didn't have education for 10 days, that may lead to an impact on academic achievement if you do not move the date of the test consistent with the number of days that kids were out of school.
Next week, Miami-Dade School Board will consider adding 2 school days to the calendar. 2 early release days in Broward will now be full days. In the Keys, kids lost as many as 18 school days. There, October 16th was supposed to be for staff only, but now it'll be a normal school day. And the district has suspended early release until further notice. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.